As a second semester senior, I definitely have done a lot of reflecting upon my whole college process. Junior year was filled with a lot of chaos since I was studying for the ACT, balancing my AP classwork, and beginning to curate a list of potential universities to attend. I'm Carly Sade.
And I'm Emily Goldstein. From studying for standardized tests, taking a handful of AP classes, touring schools, and asking for recommendations from your teachers, this whole process can be quite daunting for almost everybody.
Emily and I went around and interviewed a few seniors to give their advice to current juniors and incoming juniors about how to handle the stress and uncertainty about applying to college. First, we interviewed senior Jess Mizell.
For me, the most stressful part about the college process was hearing about all the other people that were applying to the same schools as me, because I was constantly comparing myself to the others, thinking, well, if they're applying, I'm not going to get in either. So I think that was something that I was constantly struggling with, and not having like enough confidence in myself.
Do you have any advice for the juniors about asking teachers for recommendations? Because I think they're doing that now.
I would ask sooner than later, because there are some teachers that will have a limit on how many recommendations they will write. And I would also ask teachers that will write a good recommendation for you, but will also be able to testify on you as a student, both in the classroom and outside of the classroom. I definitely think it's important to ask teachers that you have a connection with, and they can actually write about you as a person, not just about your academic success in that class, because I think it's important for them to be able to talk about you in every aspect of a person.
As Jess mentioned, it is certainly important to ask your teachers for recommendations sooner than later in order to secure a spot in their lineup. I would also agree that it is important to have a relationship with your teachers, that they are able to write about you as a person both in and out of the classroom.
We also asked senior Scarlett Siegel about her thoughts on asking teachers for a college recommendation.
What advice would you give to juniors about asking teachers for recs?
The biggest advice that I'd give is to ask teachers in classes that you don't necessarily have an A+ in, but you genuinely enjoy being in classes that you feel like you've had an upward momentum. Last year I asked my math teacher because I genuinely had fun in that class. Not that it was my best grade, but I participated the most.
Aside from the pressure of asking a teacher for the perfect recommendation, it is also crucial to maintain a positive mindset and keep yourself busy in order to let your mind focus on other things other than college.
How did you let yourself try to stay stress-free during the process?
I just kept telling myself that you end up where you're supposed to end up. I'm someone who believes that you are always in the place that you're supposed to be in the end. So whatever happens, happens, and I'm going to have fun wherever I go.
I know this whole process can be beyond stressful and almost like a competition between everyone, just like Scarlett has said, but even when it feels like everyone around you has it figured out, just know that that is usually not the case. Just know that in the end, it will all work out. I know everybody says that, and at the moment, it may not sound true, but just trust the process and you will end up where you are meant to be.